This is the Recency Bias. It's your morning after mini pod. Zach Van Oslong here, managing editor over at rabbithabs.com, the very same website who brings you the Rabbit Habs Podcast Network, which includes the morning after mini pod, the Recency Bias, the Big Pod, the Montreal Bias, the one that started it all, and the rookies on the block. Impressive rookies. Rookies looking much more consistent, delivering frequently. That's the Nosebleeds Podcast. Make sure you find that one on iTunes. Great conversation about the NHL in general, not just Habs specific, as this Montreal Bias feed tends to be. But speaking of the Canadians, as we do on this podcast, they were at it on Saturday night hosting the Colorado Avalanche, who are struggling as of late. Hypothetically a good team, but have been struggling as of late, and continues to be the case. Yes, it was Yuppie's 40th birthday. To my knowledge, the only multi-sport talent in the mascot game, celebrating his 40th birthday. Of course, got his start as the mascot of the Montreal Expos. Became the Montreal Canadiens mascot when the Expos left for Washington in 2004, and here he is. 40 years of the big orange guy. Gritty was so far away, still four decades away, when Yuppie came into our world. I wasn't even born yet. That's how long ago that was. And to celebrate, your Montreal Canadiens beat up the former Quebec Nordiques. Yeah, we're talking about teams that have left La Belle Province apparently today. Beat up the Colorado Avalanche 3-0. Beat up, probably not accurate actually. They beat them. And it was a heavy game, but it's not exactly like the Habs took it to Colorado in some embarrassing fashion. The games have not been as fun to watch lately, and I'm not even saying, win or lose-wise, just that they haven't been as entertaining as they were in the first part of the season. It's been, even overall, we've seen a lot of win-one, lose-one recently. I think if you just look back through what we've seen in January thus far, it's been win-one, lose a couple, win-one, lose-one, win-one on Saturday night. But it was win-one on Saturday night. Habs took advantage of the reeling Habs. And you could tell that the Canadians have played a lot of hockey lately. It was a little laborious, but encouraging as they battled hard and they got the win. Even if it came in not the most traditional or the way perhaps you'd like to see it, in a game in which you're battling, you take a shorthanded goal to give you an advantage. That was Kulak's second of the season, and he's been a bit of a revelation. Not a huge revelation, but I find the Canadiens, maybe this is the case with many teams, I don't know, I don't follow them all as closely, but I do find the Habs tend to find one blue liner a season who exceeds expectations a little bit and then probably tapers off. I mean, one of those guys in hindsight was Mark Barberia, who was playing against the Habs on Saturday night for the Colorado Avalanche. So Kulak gets his second of the season. Jesperi Kotkaniemi, he gets number 5 on the year. Really nice shot from him, we'll talk about in a second. And Jordy Benn, it was an empty netter, his 4th of the season, that ties a career high, but player of the night for the Habs was Carey Price, who looks like he's back to his old self these days. Got his save percentage on the season up to about .910. And he went 29 for 29 on the night, earning his 3rd shutout of the season. The previous two, he went 33 saves in both of those, this one. As I say, he faced 29, and right from the hop of this one, things were a little different because Claude Julien trying to shake all of his, many of his scores. I don't want to say all because Brendan Gallagher has continued to put the puck in the net, but everybody else he's just trying to get something out of. So a little shake up on the lines, not the Michel Therrien blender that we were used to game in, game out, but we did see something different on Saturday from the Habs as Drouin, Deneau, and Gallagher lined up together. Armia, Domi, and Lekkonen were a trio. Tatar, Kotkaniemi, and Byron made up a threesome, and then the fourth line remained Agostino, Chaput, and Deloria. Good night by the fourth line. They didn't really make a count on the score sheet, but they played solid hockey. Agostino especially had himself a really good game. It was a tightly checked first period, and the Habs were skating hard, but did look a little clunky, obviously, as they're trying to figure out this new chemistry. They managed to outshoot the Avs 10-8, but obviously clean score sheet through 20 minutes, and the Canadians, you know, starting to click a little bit with lines in the second. You got the sense they were really owning possession, but couldn't really turn that. Not only could they not turn that into goals, they were struggling to turn that into shots. Only two shots through the first 10 minutes or so of the period. They would hit a pair of posts late in the period, but nothing to show for it. Weber would ring one off one on the power play, and Arturi Lehkonen would ring one off a post on the penalty kill as well, but still nothing doing after 40 minutes. Finally, yes, it was special teams striking for the Canadians, but of course it wasn't the power play. No, the power play was once again pathetic. On Saturday, 0-for-3 in this one. Not a shock. The penalty kill. Not only was it 4-for-4, it scored the game-winning goal. Now, that was the Kulak one. A face-off one by Deneau. Kulak takes kind of a soft shot at the net, but it broke through. It found a way. Habs up 1-0. And soon after that, they really seemed like they picked up some steam from that goal. They sustained some great pressure after that penalty kill. Had a few chances, and finally a one-timer from a beauty pass from Troy, who just had so much patience, so much vision, the kind of thing that you really want to see from Jonathan Droy, because he's a supreme talent at just holding on to the puck and hanging out and waiting for the right moment when he does it right. That's a big win, the if. But this time it worked out. He finds Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and the rookie does not waste a second, slamming it home. Habs up 2-0. Kotka with the big smile. As they say, his fifth on the season, the fifth of his career. Ben with the long, long empty netter. It wasn't an easy. It was from all the way back behind the Canadiens' net. It goes in. Canadiens up 3-0. That is all. So, yeah, was it the most exciting Saturday night game? No, especially not through the first 40 minutes of action. But Canadians, they made it count, and they got a huge win on a night when all the other teams kind of floating around them were in action. The Canadians had a chance to put themselves in a better playoff position with the 2 points that they picked up. You can't lose right now without losing some major ground. That's how it shakes out. And you saw it happen for the other teams in the race with the Canadians. I mean, as soon as you drop one, you find yourself struggling with the shuffle. And here's how it went down for everybody else in the race last night, as well as even those outside the race. Before the games, the Canadians were watching closely, or at least their fans were. New York Rangers, New York Islanders battling it out. Rangers, they beat the Islanders 2-1. That's good news for the Habs. Tampa Bay and Buffalo also at a battle in the Atlantic Division. Tampa Bay, they scored a ton of goals, and they did so again in this one. They beat Buffalo 5-3. Meanwhile, Boston and Toronto, I mean, technically the Canadians chasing both of those teams. It seemed like Boston was the ones that they'd be in the shuffle with, but Toronto losing this one, and suddenly, I mean, they're still, I think, 6 points ahead of the Habs, but suddenly they're in the mix of things as they've lost a few games lately, so losing that one 3-2. Boston might be in their heads, which is fun, because they're going to meet in either the first or second round of the playoffs. I know I hate both of those teams equally, and really it's whoever is more up is probably the team I despise more, but in head-to-head, I can't help it, and part of it's probably because I live in Toronto, but part of it is also just the, you know, the Bruins have won a cup, the Bruins have had some success. Toronto just loses, and I want them to keep losing. And so when it's Boston v. Toronto, I can't help but want to see the Bruins beat the Maple Leafs. I'm always going to still want to see Boston edge the Leafs. That's just how it's going to be. Others are kind of irrelevant scores, but hey, let's take a look at them. New Jersey beats Philly. That's a 3-2 score in that one. Columbus over Washington in overtime, 2-1. Some of those teams in the Metropolitan Division got back in the thick of things with the mid-50 point range now. In terms of the standings, Vegas beat Chicago in overtime 4-3. St. Louis downs Dallas 3-1. Ottawa falls to Erik Karlsson and the San Jose Sharks 4-1. Arizona beats Edmonton 3-2. Edmonton can't figure it out. And LA, surprise win over Pittsburgh Penguins 5-2. What does that mean for the Habs in the standings? Well, it technically puts the Canadiens in that first wild card spot with 53 points off their 24-17-5 record through 46 games. Again, 24-17-5. They played 46 games, which is three more games than the New York Islanders have played. The Islanders now a point back of the Habs. And falling out of the playoffs, having played 45 games, so one less than the Canadiens, Buffalo Sabres have 52 points as well. They are now on the outside looking in when, what, 6 weeks ago, they were at the top of the NHL. Nobody's catching Tampa Bay. First place in the Atlantic, 72. Toronto, though, as I said, the Habs can Habs are within spitting distance, 5 points of them now. Toronto, 58 points. They've played two less games than the Canadiens. Boston, 56 points, so 3 points ahead of the Canadiens, and they've played one less game than the Habs. So Toronto not completely out of reach. Boston still there, and the Canadiens, as I say, sitting in that top wildcard spot for the moment, but having played the most games of the bunch. Canadiens can do themselves a big favor. Monday night, a huge game. Especially after what happened when these two teams met in December and the Canadiens played their worst game of the year. Monday night, it's the Boston Bruins in a big one for the Canadiens. Win this one, and they put themselves right back in the thick of things for potentially those top three spots in the Atlantic. I have a feeling the Canadiens, if they manage to stay in the race this whole way, will be a wild card team and not top three in the Atlantic, but get a win in Boston on Monday night, and we can talk. Well, we'll be talking anyways, no matter win or lose Monday night, because we'll be doing another podcast after that one. Busy schedule again this week, actually, almost as condensed as this past week was. 4 games. Boston, Florida, back-to-back. Then they've got Wednesday, Thursday off, and then it's Friday, Saturday, as they'll be, they're just going home, road, home, road, home, road. As we go through here, Boston in Boston, Florida in Montreal, Columbus in Columbus, and Philadelphia next Saturday at the Bell Center. Bouncing around these Canadiens. Then the only one game the following week, that'll be on the Wednesday, as they'll be taking on the Arizona Coyotes, and then it's the break. All-Star plus the bye week all in there. Lots of time off for your Montreal Canadiens at that point, and myself and the podcast, and we'll probably try and rope Sean O'Neill into doing an episode of the Big Pod in there at some point. There you go. Habs get a 3-0 win over Colorado. A big one in the standings. Bit of a bore through 40 minutes, but the final 20 was relatively rewarding. Always great to see Kotkaniemi score one, the very least. That'll do. Find me on Twitter, @ZachDropsTweets. You know the other ones. Well, you knew that one too, but @ZachDropsTweets has the least followers, because no one likes me personally as well as they do when I'm associated with a better brand. Until post-Boston, Tuesday morning, enjoy your Sunday, Monday. Take care.